on 05.
Your home of the widest variety of music from the 60s to now. Cherry Radio with Ella.
Hey, hey, it's Ella, and you know what time it is. Welcome to Weekends with Ella. I hope you all had a great Easter break. I know I did. But it's good to be back with all of you for our weekly chit-chats. This week, we're talking the return of the Lion King musical, a hilarious show, and more, with the Japan GP recap up next. But first, Turn the Lights Off by Kato, here on Cherry Radio.
I said, ooh.
That was Valerie by Steve Winwood here on your widest variety of Music Cherry Radio. And guess what? My prayers were answered because both my McLaren boys started and finished the race in Japan. Things started to look promising from the start, with Lando fastest in practice 1 and then Oscar being fastest in practice 2. I never thought I would hear the commentators referencing brain rot when talking about sectors, but 6-7 was thrown around quite a lot in quali. Oscar was looking very good along with a lot of other drivers who were getting purple sectors. Now, that is sexy. It was heartbreaking for Max though, because for the first time in 4 years he didn't get pole position, due to the car being undrivable. But Kimi got pole again, George in second and Oscar in third. Now, I have never been so nervous for a race before, but to my surprise, it went pretty well, for my boys at least. Oscar goes P1 in the first lap and then Lando P4, with the battle between George and Oscar for first and Kimi and Lando for fourth going on for a little while. Max and Isaac had a bit of a fight, but what was really hard to watch was when Ollie went into the wall after clipping the grass, and then to see him limp away really hurt my heart. So, that called for a restart, which Kimi got ahead of Oscar, landing him in second, and Lewis going in third. But after that, everything went a bit haywire for the end of the race, with McLaren's pit wall going down, and then the Ferraris almost coming together, battling for third. But in the end, Kimi won, with Oscar in second and Charles in third. Kimi is now the youngest ever person to lead a world championship, and for us McLaren fans, seeing Oscar up there just made sense. Next, we go to Miami. Up next, what iconic theatre production is returning to Sydney? Here on Cherry Radio.
Everybody get in line and meet the girl who flew too high.
The spectacular play The Lion King returns to Sydney at the Capitol Theatre for its third Australian tour. Incorporating amazing acting, stage design, and incredible costumes, they have really brought the Disney movie to life, captivating audiences in different ways to the film. Now, many people say that in the times we are living in at the moment, the return of the musical feels eerie and shouldn't be ignored. I haven't seen the performance yet, but this might be my opportunity to take my family along to witness all the hard work and dedication. Tickets are now available on Ticketmaster, so don't miss out while you can. Up next, one of my mum's fave shows, here on Cherry Radio.
We play the widest variety of music from the 60s. 70s.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
80s.
Bring me back to
'90s.
What did you hope to learn about here?
And the fresh new stuff.
Okay, I need to talk about the show that my mum is absolutely obsessed with, Schitt's Creek. It follows the super wealthy Rose family in their chaotic journey of losing everything they have, moving to a tiny town that they bought as a joke, and somehow making the most out of it. My mum has watched this show on repeat, and I remember when she watched it for the first time, she was laughing her head off. And even though she's watched it multiple times now, the laughs grow louder and louder every time. And, on top of that, she recommends the show to literally everyone she knows. You can watch this hilariously wholesome show on Netflix, but it's leaving soon. Binge Apple TV and Foxtel and be ready to laugh, cry your eyes out. Next, we have Ella's Aussie Artist of the Week here on Cherry Radio. This week's Aussie artist is the king of mood music, Xavier Main. His songs have that smooth late night vibe that makes you want to speed down the highway late at night with the wind in your hair. I was introduced to Xavier through my fave band Chase Atlantic, through the song For Her. And getting to hear it live when he opened for the boys in 2024 made it 1,000 times better. Along with being a mad vocalist, his producing skills are out of this world. With every banger, he makes genre blurring, almost sort of tripping you out, but in the best way possible. Now all I need is for Xavier to go on his own tour. Psst, come on, announce it. You can listen to Xavier Main on Spotify and Apple Music. But first, I'm going to play my fave collab between my faves, Xavier and Chase Atlantic, Mess Me Up.
Summer goes like this, she started falling.
Well, that's it from me. Thanks so much for spending the last hour with me. It's been so much fun having a bit of a chit-chat with you all. Gavin is in the hot seat next, so the fun isn't over yet. But I hope you all have a great Saturday night. Don't party too hard. And I'll see you same place, same time, here on Weekends with Ella on Cherry Radio.
At Cherry Radio, we don't just play music. We let you help pick them. Pick what we should play on the station by becoming a music VIP, and you could be in for a chance.